you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Maybe a favorite of many. Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. It's the Prime Life Times in Review. So we have a special guest in the studio along with Marianne Simpkins, our editor-in-chief of the wonderful Prime Life Times publication. And so on this Wednesday, we'll be reading an article that's not going to only be touching but informative. And I think for many of us, including myself, it gives some helpful information and tips and ideas on how to deal with a very tough subject. So we'll be talking about that and more formally introducing Karen Roth-Girt, R-D-L-D-E-D-D.
I feel like I should sit up straighter. Yeah.
She's going to have to explain what all those initials mean, but she's the Community Resource Director at Amber Glen here in Urbana, and we appreciate Karen. She's very capable and gifted and an educator and has a heart for people, and so I know as she reads her article, we're all going to learn together. And we appreciate you, Karen, carving out time. I guess I'm already doing the introduction, but
I guess
I have a few more things.
That's doing it well.
Yeah, Karen, thank
March
you for
on.
Coming in.
You're welcome, Mark. You're welcome.
If you were tuned in yesterday, I never explained the group of guys that were meeting. I said the Singing Men were meeting and discussing, and we're relaunching the Singing Men for 2021, but it's a leadership group. So when I said there was about 11 of us meeting, six here in the studio and four or five on the Zoom call, those are what we considered the leadership group representing all the Singing Men. So yesterday we determined and desired that on May 10th, Monday night, May 10th, here at Lincoln Square in the Great News Radio studio, we're relaunching our rehearsals, and so we're encouraging men to gather with us on Monday nights as we'll prepare for some upcoming concerts in the fall and in the wintertime.
I'm so excited to have the Singing Men back in action. I really feel good about that.
Well, we had a great group here yesterday. Some of the leadership members were Jim Gunther, C.J. Sizemore, Roger Weisgarver, Keith Kraft, and Dr. Scott Klein. In yesterday's program, all five of those guys were a part of the program, so it was a fun program. But we also had on the Zoom call, and they're a part of the leadership group, Ken Welch, Richard McClary, John Hancock, and J.D. Davis. So we have a great core group that oversees the Singing Men and is planning for the future.
I just realized John Hancock, that's like after the founding father.
Yep, and he's kind of like that, a distinguished.
Does he have a good signature and everything?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Amazing.
Real
I
big
just,
one.
That had never sunk in until right now.
Yeah, great guy. Great guy. He's been a part of the Singing Men for many years. But yesterday we talked all about the Singing Men, but I didn't get to play a song. I was thinking we ran out of time. So I'm going to open up today's program with the song River of Judea.
Oh, I love that
one. It's kind of like, to me, it's like a show tune or a.
I love it.
Oh, it's a beautiful arrangement. It's singing about being in Israel and that the glorious river Judea. And so this is the Singing Men of GNN off the Godly Men CD. It's our second CD. This is the seventh cut. And so we're going to play that, and then we're going to have Karen Girt read from the article in the Wellness Connection in this month's edition of the Prime Lifetime. So you can grab your Prime Lifetime's paper, turn to page A9, and we're going to have Karen read it, and we're going to talk about it. But here's the Singing Men of GNN under the direction of Stephen McClary, and we're singing River of Judea.
Thank you.
That was the Singing Men of GNN, and incidentally, men, we're going to be gathering again on Monday night, May 10th at 7 p.m. at the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square. Rehearsals will start from 7 p.m. We'll go 7 to 9 p.m. If you have a heart of singing and declaring the wonders of God, come join us. If you need more information, call the station at 217-367-7777. But help us get the word out that the Singing Men of GNN are launching into their 2021 season. Rehearsals start in basically 3 weeks on Monday night, May 10th.
They're back.
Come on down. Yeah.
Okay, so Karen, I'm so excited. I have real anticipation about you reading and discussing this article because I feel like this is going to help some people. It really brought some awareness to me and some visualization. So, okay, I'm just going to turn it over to you.
And I will say, you know, I have to always jump in.
But I was going to turn it over to you.
We probably had about 10 minutes of conversation on this article before we began this broadcast because you were saying, Marianne, Karen writes great articles, but this was especially timely and informative and a great article, hopefully helpful to many of us that have loved ones that are going through this.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you know, I do agree with you. This is an article that is really informative and can help others, you know, sort of visualize the concept of dementia. So many times a journey of caregiving for someone with dementia includes balancing the importance of educating yourself about the disease as a platform for handling moments of feeling guilt. Guilt is a normal emotion that can be grounded in survivor's guilt or that arises from a belief or expectation that one should be doing more or better for the loved one experiencing memory issues.
Yeah, that could be a whole topic of conversation, how oftentimes we can feel guilty or we carry other people's guilt that we're not deemed or supposed to be carrying.
Right.
Yeah, we all deal with aspects of guilt.
So this article really talks about the bookshelf model of memory storage, which was developed by the Alzheimer's Society, and it's helpful for understanding the concept of logic, fact, reason that are stored in the hippocampus versus the feelings and emotional memories stored in the amygdala. So the bookshelf model and the healthy brain. So when you're thinking about this, the brain stores memories in complex ways. The bookshelf model illustrates two memory types, factual, which includes logic and reason, stored in the hippocampus system, and emotional feelings-based memory stored in the amygdala. Factual and emotional memories can be attached to all experiences.
And it's neat you have these four different photographs that show or help us think about the healthy brain, early stages, middle stage, and late stage. And it's like bookshelves and how we can kind of visualize and make the comparisons or make the understanding.
And that's why the article, I think if you can really get the article and you can visually see these bookshelves and attach like the healthy brain to, you know, that bookshelf and then the early stage of dementia to that bookshelf, you can begin to visually see how these memories deteriorate.
People
over time.
Are commenting on this visual. It's very helpful.
For an individual with dementia, the factual memory bookshelf in the hippocampus is the first to be damaged. In the early days, there might be only a small amount of damage to the most recent memories stored on the top shelves. Although the information remains, it could be muddled or hard to retrieve. For example, dates and times might be confused. So then we're talking about the bookshelf model and early stage dementia. Over time, the bookshelves begin to collapse. If the top shelves containing the recent memories have been damaged, the person will have the strongest memories from many years ago. Perhaps a person believes herself or himself to be much younger than she or he is. So if the person might have difficulty placing those folks around her or him in current life, that's one of the reasons those memories have deteriorated. Then we're talking about the bookshelf model and the middle stage dementia. If factual information and the ability to use logic and reason are lost, it is more difficult to find and make sense of remaining memories. The middle stage dementia bookshelf illustrates this principle. And then we're looking at the bookshelf model in late stage. Although logical and emotional responses are damaged in this stage, emotional memories remain intact for much longer than do logical memories. At this stage, the patient uses memories stored in the amygdala to make sense of the world. Though a person with dementia might not remember who someone is, that person will know how he or she feels towards that person.
Hmm.
For example, someone who makes a person happy creates a feeling of comfort and security. However, if the person with dementia cannot place that feeling, she or he may experience fear and mistrust. An individual who lacks the ability to use logic and reason might interpret a place not by where it is, but rather where it feels like it is.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
It is important for caregivers to see all behavior as a means of emotional-based communication. Your loved one might behave in a way that is difficult to understand, as it does not seem to make sense. Try to move away from looking at this situation with logic and reason to considering what the person might feel on an emotional level.
Hmm. Wow.
That is really a good article.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of heavy stuff, isn't it?
It is. Here's your byline, Karen. Karen Roth-Gert is Amber Glynn Alzheimer's Special Care Center's Community Resource Director. You can contact her at Karen.Gert, that's Karen.GERT, at JEASeniorLiving.com, or just call 217-384-0100.
That's 217-384-0100. And one thing about Karen that I appreciate, I think we both appreciate, mm-hmm. Marianne, she loves to be a conduit of information,
yeah.
of resources, you know, handing out pamphlets or information or guiding people to websites. I mean, that's something that you really have a heart for, Karen, is helping people deal with various situations and giving them resources to help them through it.
That's true.
Well, that's exactly right. And at the beginning, you said, what do all those letters mean? Like the LSD and the EDD and
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. Well, you know, those are education degrees. Mm-hmm. And that's really what my background is and my foundation is. You know, I think it's really important to educate people, whatever, you know, the situation might be. Because, you know, education is knowledge. And I think that's helpful mm-hmm. when you're especially dealing with dementia, which most people don't really fully understand. And when people come to us, like adult children or spouses, you know, they're just beginning their search for what to do. And, you know, they're just befuddled, if you will, mm-hmm. about how to deal with this, because mom isn't acting like she used to.
Yeah.
And she thinks I'm her mom. You know, all of those things, and it all goes to, you know, where you are in what stage, whether it's, you know, the healthy brain, the middle stage, or the late stage.
Yeah, I know earlier off air we were talking about this subject, and you informed us that dementia can take many paths, if you will. Sometimes it can almost be an overnight change, where generally we think it's like a progression and there's some loss of memory and then there's stages of it. But I'm in a situation now with my own mom mm-hmm. that it was like almost overnight. She just doesn't connect with certain things any longer or ask questions that it's like, well, mom, you know, Stu's been married for 30, 35 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't a progression. It was almost an overnight. So we're kind of dealing with this, and this article is really helpful in helping understand the emotions behind people's reaction to things
yeah.
and empathizing that, you know, their cognitive ability isn't like ours. And mm-hmm. so you have to adapt and empathize and, you know, figure out creative ways to communicate.
Exactly. And so, you know, you talked about, like, it seemed like it happened overnight, but you live here and your mom lives
right.
in another state, and so to you it might have seemed like it happened overnight
mm-hmm.
and it does affect different people differently, and it progresses slowly in some and more rapidly in others. But it also could be that because you haven't seen her or talked
right.
to her in a time, you were missing some of the clues that happened
very
on a daily
early
basis.
Signs
yeah
yeah
yeah so you know, those are things to think about as well. But if you're living with somebody on a daily basis or seeing them on a daily basis, those clues are generally kind of there, you know. But, you know, we don't always recognize them.
Right.
It's just like watching a child grow. You know, all of a sudden, you know, the child has grown like a weed.
Right.
And, you
but
know,
they've been growing.
Yeah, but and they've been growing and you haven't noticed it. But then, you know, a relative comes and they haven't seen him and they
right.
see how fast they've grown. So
yeah.
it's incremental, progressive, and it affects different people differently.
Right. That's, you said that earlier, it is a progressive disease,
mm-hmm.
but it can seem sudden.
Yes, yes.
When you finally notice.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so, Mark, it's seeming sudden to you, but I'm guessing that, you know, there are and were signs that, you know, like maybe forgetting this or wandering or leaving the pot on the stove, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah. And thank you, God, that I have a brother or two brothers that are there and more engaged and active. But it's kind of heartbreaking for most all of us that have to go through it and witness and see the person that you knew not being the same person.
Well, you know, Karen, you said something when we were talking about this very subject earlier, and I said, we want to have compassion, and you said, we want to have empathy.
Yes.
And that just really rang a bell with me because, we'd have great compassion over these individuals, but we need to have empathy for what they are going through.
Right.
I really liked that.
And, you know, one of your authors, Nancy Brain, I
love Nancy Brain.
Nancy, we appreciate you, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Nancy has written this great little booklet that I like to share. In fact, I'm having lunch with her on Friday, and I'm hoping she'll bring me some more of those books. But, you know, she uses a phrase in that book, you have to go into their world. They can no longer come into your world.
That's good.
And I just love how she articulates that because it's...
That's so powerful.
Yeah, you have to go into their world. Into their emotional world and communicate with them on an emotional basis because the logic and reason has gone.
So, I like that.
And we can take heart with the verse that I opened up with because we serve a great God. I shared 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And we can take heart that God cares for your loved one. He cares for you and he desires to bring healing and hope and an eternal destiny. So let's cast our anxieties on him and use these tips, these methods, these means to communicate with empathy, with care, with compassion, love on them, and ask God for the strength and the wherewithal to deal with the tough situations.
And you know what else, Mark? We noticed before the program that some translations have cast all your cares. Mm-hmm. And I think for a caretaker who is burdened by so many cares with helping an individual in this condition, that's a good verse for them to cast all their cares on God.
Amen.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, the battle is the Lord's, and they will, you know, he will take care of that.
That's a good one. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Karen Gert with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet. Till we meet.